You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Not a cold weekend, but not a particularly sunny weekend either. In fact, AccuWeather says it might get a little soggy around here. Let's bring in meteorologist Brian Thompson now with the particulars for the weekend, Brian.
Yeah, it looks like two rounds of rain come through, Larry. One will be over the next several hours. We have some rain starting to come into parts of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley right now, and we will see a bit of rain and drizzle into this evening. It's not going to be a lot, but there will be some rain around, so keep that in mind if you have outdoor activities scheduled or if you're going to be out and about tonight. We'll get a break late tonight and then through the very early part of tomorrow, but then another storm system approaches. This one's going to bring us a steadier, more soaking rain from late tomorrow morning and especially into the afternoon before it wraps up early tomorrow night, with some of the rain coming down a little bit harder. And some places could pick up an inch of rain tomorrow. That could cause some ponding on roads tomorrow afternoon. But for the most part, we dry out on Sunday. It will be windy as clouds will break for some sunshine. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. Well, it wasn't the best ending of his first full week on the job for Mayor Mamdani, that is. He finds himself fielding questions and awaiting information on a pair of police-involved fatal shootings. Both happened last night, one on a street corner, the other inside a hospital. And today, investigators trying to answer the burning question, was the deadly force necessary? 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa now following the investigation for us.
Mayor Mamdani says there's been continued contact with police officials relating to the cop-involved shootings.
My interaction continues to be that of which it is on a daily basis, which is a constant interaction with the NYPD and with the police commissioner as well.
He explained his later social media post as wanting to use words carefully, while acknowledging the police response and the dangerousness of the situations. Asked about the role his community safety agency would have played.
This is very much in the conversations that we're having at this time. What I do appreciate, however, is that as we chart a new path forward, that we continue to have a police department that is responding to the needs that are in the immediate.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, we'll continue to follow developments in both those shootings. Accused Midtown shooter Luigi Mangione was back in federal court today, where prosecutors say they'll seek the death penalty if he's found guilty of killing a healthcare executive. This following weeks of an evidentiary hearing where Luigi's lawyers were trying to get a judge to throw out certain evidence reportedly found in his backpack when he was arrested.
Luigi Mangione's team of defense attorneys pleaded with the judge to have the death penalty tossed out, and they also want pieces of evidence completely dismissed from the prosecution's discovery, including the journal that they say was read by Altoona police when he was arrested at McDonald's in Pennsylvania. The prosecution asking the judge to set an official trial date, saying there's many witnesses from out of state that need to come in to testify for the trial. The judge wasn't ready to set an official date yet, but she did suggest jury selection beginning as soon as September 8th with a trial that could potentially start late fall, early winter. Luigi Mangione is due back in court on January 30th at 11 a.m. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of federal court.
In other news, a teenager arrested today for the killing of another teen at a NYCHA complex back in November. The unnamed 16-year-old charged with manslaughter. This is related to the death of 18-year-old Kimberly Olmos. Her body was found in the middle of the night inside the Harborview Terrace complex in Hell's Kitchen. Cops said she was found in a stairwell with a single gunshot wound to the head. A gun was recovered there at the scene. There's a report in the Daily News at the time that investigators thought she might have been, you know, accidentally shot by a friend. The teen suspect was also charged with criminally negligent homicide and weapons possession. Some state lawmakers pushing the Stop Online Predators Act, a law aiming to protect young people on popular platforms like Roblox, where over 40% of users are under 13. State Senator Andrew Gonardis says children are way too vulnerable to bad actors.
You know, I'll just say this issue is personal for me. I'm the father of three children. We're not of gaming age yet, but I hear from parents all the time about how worried they are about what is happening on these platforms.
The bill would require platforms like Roblox to make it so strangers can't privately message children. It also requires parents to approve transactions and friend requests. A version of the legislation is expected to be included in Governor Hochul's State of the State address. More red light cameras going up across the city. The DOT announcing today cameras are coming to 50 new intersections. Be forewarned, let me repeat, 50 new intersections every week over the next 5 weeks. Prior to this, only 150 of about 600 intersections had them because, well, that's all that the previous law allowed. The state legislature recently greenlit the expansion to all 600 intersections now. DOT Commissioner Mike Flynn says these cameras have reduced red light running by 73% in the places they are already installed. The entire expansion expected to be completed by the end of the year. 1010 Winds AccuWeather. It's going to cloud up here. A high of 52 by day and then intermittent rain coming in late this afternoon and evening. Clouds may break late tonight with a low of 43. And then tomorrow, cloudy and chillier with rain from late morning on. Might be some ponding on the roads in the afternoon, a high of 46. Sunday, we get a chance of lingering showers across Long Island, otherwise becoming increasingly windy as clouds break for some sunshine and a high of 46. We're at 48 degrees right now in Central Park. A woman is still alive today thanks to the quick actions of first responders over on Long Island.
It becomes a split-second reaction. Time does freeze a little bit.
Bayshore Fire Department Training Officer Joseph Martino was part of a team that kept moving a 250-pound jump mat, saving a woman as she jumped off a bridge over Sunrise Highway.
You move as quickly as you can. You react. It's more second nature, fight or flight kind of reaction than it actually is a planned response. You move through it best you can, and it does become surreal until the event's over.
The woman survived and had non-life-threatening injuries. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Bayshore, Long Island.
And Staten Island residents hoping a fallen member of their community will be posthumously awarded a Medal of Honor by President Trump. Staff Sergeant Michael Aulis was killed while serving in Afghanistan in 2013. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella says he sent a letter to the president making the request.
While he has been already bestowed with a number of honors, Purple Heart, Distinguished Serving Cross, among others, we think that the highest level, the Medal of Honor, should be bestowed given his sacrifice, given all he did for his country.
The decision now lies with the president, but a positive sign for supporters. They have the backing of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Well, cat's out the bag, and I mean that literally. This woman lost her cat at the airport the other day.
I lost my best friend at Terminal 4 JFK Airport. I had Tassie in a carrier, and unfortunately, she jumped.
Ellen lost her tuxedo cat Tassie during the busy holiday travel rush on top of that. Now she's taken to social media for help, enlisting the help of animal rescuer John DeBacker, who posted the video to his TikTok. Ellen's offering a $5,000 reward for the cat's safe return, everybody. New Jersey just recorded its first child flu death of the season. The Department of Health says the child was under 5 from the northern part of the state and had no known other problems, health issues, that is. The acting health commissioner is again urging parents to vaccinate their kids to prevent the spread and serious complications. You know, yesterday, New York City's acting health commissioner said cases here have already surpassed the last two seasons. The latest data showed more than 128,000 New Yorkers tested positive for the flu this season. Well, come Monday, thousands of nurses could walk off the job here in the city, negotiations continuing through the weekend as to see if hospitals can avoid what would be the largest nurses' strike in the city's history.
To anyone who thinks this is about money, Montefiore nurse Michelle Gonzalez says,
"This is about patient care. This is about caring for our communities, because we have known one thing, and the only people who care to make sure that these communities get the care that they need are nurses."
They're outraged that Montefiore, Mount Sinai, and Presbyterian, they say, aren't giving them the same benefits they won from smaller hospitals.
"Every patient is a VIP as far as nurses as concerned."
Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and Presbyterian accuse the nurses' union of abandoning patients, and they say a strike would be reckless. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A former attorney in Queens will spend up to 3 years behind bars after admitting to stealing $1 million from a church out in Astoria. Prosecutors say Deborah Hoskins was improperly taking money, which was supposed to be held in an escrow account for the church. She was hired to represent the pastor of the House of Prayer and Deliverance Ministries to help dissolve the church's corporation and close on the sale of its property. Well, the sale happened, and $1 million, the check that is, was written. Prosecutors say Hoskins kept the pastor in the dark about the money for years. She pleaded guilty to grand larceny late this year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.